Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second Date Update made hot to you by Target. Need paper, pencils, and glue? You know what to do. Shop Target's best back-to-school prices all season long with supplies starting at 50 cents. Target has back-to-school covered.
Chris, my man.
Hey, what's going on?
How can we help you, brother?
So, I went out with this girl, Ashley. We had a great date. I really thought we were doing well. And nothing. I haven't heard back from her. She won't call me back. And I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, I mean, explain the date to us.
So it was a real... It's finally nice out, so I figured we'd go outside and we'd do something, you know, in nature. So we went to the beach. And she's laughing at all my jokes. I don't know. I thought we were having a good time.
Then, that could be a fun date, like a nice beach date. It's nice out, just going for walks, lots of stuff to do. And she's laughing at your jokes, so that's a plus.
Just stay out of the water, because the water is still cold. You know, that can cause shrinkage.
Yeah, we didn't go swimming or nothing like that. Just walking, talking, laughing, lots of laughing. That's what I don't get. I thought we were doing real good.
And it ended great.
And then nothing. It ended good.
All right, we're gonna call her. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Chris. He went on a nice walk on a beach with this girl, Ashley, and they talked, and he told jokes, and she laughed, and he didn't accidentally get wet, and she saw how small his little pipe could get.
Oh my god!
In the cold water. So it was all it went swimmingly. The date, you're saying, Chris?
Yeah.
All right.
So he says.
Yeah. Because we're gonna call her now. And she's going to give us her side of the story.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Ashley?
This is she.
Perfect. Ashley, it's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. So we're calling you from a radio station. Can we just ask you something really quick? It's good. There's nothing bad.
Okay,
so listen. We got a phone call from a guy who likes you. This gentleman wants to take you out on a date. So we are calling you because we're saying that we will pay for whatever date you want to do. Whatever you want to do, we'll take care of the bill. All you got to do is go out with this guy who likes you.
What's the catch?
Good question.
It's not really a catch. I mean, the guy, like I said, he called us up about you. He likes you a lot. He knows you already. You know him, actually, because you went out with him once. His name is Chris.
Is this that second date thing?
It is that second date thing, yes.
Is he on the phone?
He is on the phone, yes.
Damn it!
Hey, what's up, Ashley?
What's up, bro? This is mad weird. I can't.
You never called me back. What else was I supposed to do?
Move on like a normal person.
Well, hold on. What was it that happened? Why don't you want to talk to him?
Okay. We went on a date. We went to the beach. Things were chill, normal. It started getting hot, so he took off his shirt. And I look, and he has this big ass cross tattoo on his back, which at first I'm like, you know, whatever, Jesus cool or whatever, but then I'll look and it's not even Jesus, it's Chris. Chris has Chris tattooed onto a cross onto Chris. Listen, if you can get yourself tattooed on a cross on yourself, I don't know about your mental well-being.
Whoa. It's because of my tattoo.
Wait, you have yourself tattooed on a cross?
Dude, that's weird.
Like, you're Jesus?
Wait, what? Yeah. It's important to me. It reminds me of what I've been through.
What have you been through? Were you betrayed by one of your apostles?
Yeah, unless you've been, nailed to a cross, I would say that's probably not a good look.
Well, he had to, he died for our sins.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to talk about it, but I did 6 months for a DUI, and it just... For me, it was a reminder of everybody gets a second chance, you know? And this is my resurrection.
Oh, right. My God. Oh, my
just
God.
Like Jesus.
After three days.
Are you dressed like, when you say it's you on the cross, like are you wearing jeans and a shirt? Like, what's it look like?
No. It's Jesus on the cross, but I put my face on top of it.
Ah, well, that makes sense. So, Ashley, would you like to go out with Chris for another date? He promises to keep his shirt on, if that's what it'll take. What do you say?
It's going to be a hard task for me.
So you're rejecting him. Luckily, Chris has a tattoo that he can look at if he gets disappointed about this rejection. And it'll remind him that tomorrow he shall resurrect and possibly get a date with somebody else.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Okay, so they went horseback riding. They fell in love, but not sure why she's not calling him back. We'll find out. The second date update on the 10th tomorrow at 8:10.